The executive council chambers were packed as New Hampshire's political class came together to honor what's become one of the best-known things about New Hampshire, the presidential primary.
This is a special day in New Hampshire. In the old days, they'd call it a red-letter day.
Bill Gardner's New Hampshire Secretary of State. He came equipped with lots of historical detail, including the biography of Democratic State Rep. Stephen Bullock. He authored the law that took effect May 21, 1913. It switched New Hampshire's elections from a caucus system to a primary. It also mandated that party delegates be listed on a statewide ballot for elections to national conventions instead of being chosen by party leaders. Gardner said Bullock's contributions have never been sufficiently recognized.
He died in 1941. Nothing in his obituaries about the presidential primary that he was a sponsor, because it wasn't created to be the first in the nation. It was simply created to let him and others have a chance to make the decisions as to whom was going to go to the national convention.
Governor Maggie Hassan issued a proclamation in Bullock's honor. She said the whole country has benefited from New Hampshire's early commitment to open elections.
We were the first to truly recognize that direct citizen involvement in the nomination process makes for better presidential candidates and better presidents.
Leaders of both parties who spoke at the event stressed that protecting New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary status will always remain a united front. They then shared slices of a giant cake with the state of New Hampshire silhouetted in green frosting. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.